I don't remember ever having this many entitled kids before. I'd take a classroom full of kids who couldn't pay for their own lunch over these brats. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. Sorry, it's been a rough day. Eligibility week, you know? Suddenly, everyone cares about passing. yeah, that would be perfect, actually. A stiff drink sounds great. I had to send one of my problem children to the office today. Yeah, that one. And you know he's not passing math. Yeah, I put my stuff down behind my desk after lunch, and in the split second I had my back turned, he was standing on his desk. I couldn't believe it. I told him, get down, right now. Did you just jump? Sorry. Yeah, it's still a little early on in the year, so my teacher's voice is still pretty effective. Or, so you'd think. Not 5 minutes later, when he's supposed to be doing his multiplications, he was on his phone. You're like 12. Why are you on social media? So I reached down and grabbed his phone and I whispered into his ear, I'm turning this in. Of course, he whined and begged for me to give him his phone back, completely disrupting my class. I don't usually respond to that. We've got shit to do, you know? So I said, maybe if you would do your work instead of wasting our class time, you'd be passing. Eligibility is due Friday. Get to work. Well, that worked for a little while, but once I started calling the kids up individually to talk to them about their grades, he started up again. I let a kid text his parents to ask if, you know, he could stay for tutoring tomorrow. He told me I was playing favourites. So I told him that, you know who one of my favourites is? Your coach. I'll make sure to have a conversation with him about your poor sportsmanship and inability to follow directions. Anyways, I'm sorry. I got carried away explaining what I had to say to my class. So, enough about that. Let's get that drink, shall we? Aren't you coming? What do you need? You need a minute. You know, if you've changed your mind, you can just say no. Why can't you stand up? Just stand up. why are you even hard right now? My voice. What about my voice? Wait a minute. Are you saying the sound of my teacher voice got you hard? What? That is so weird. No, I'm not laughing at you. No, I'm sorry. I can tell this is serious. I mean, we're still in school and there are other teachers around. It's not the best time to get an erection. I still think it's funny that an authoritative voice does it for you. You're a grown man, but really? You're just like a naughty boy who can't control himself. You just twitched. Sorry. Yes, you did. I saw it. Wow. It really does it for you, doesn't it? You know, instead of going for a drink, there are other ways to de-stress. Plus, we really need to deal with this issue in your pants, don't we? I must insist. This is weird. My teacher's voice turns you on this much. Hey, I'm not making fun of you. It's kind of hard. Let me lock this classroom door and draw the blinds, maybe give us a little more privacy. There we go. That's perfect. Now, bring your chair over here. Good. Now strip for me. Being the sports coach really does wonders for your body, doesn't it? Now sit down. I want you to start stroking your inner thigh. Slowly. With the tips of your fingers. There's no need to rush. Slowly does it. Tease yourself a little bit. Imagine it's my fingers if you want. Look at you. So attentive. I approve. Now you can start stroking your cock for me. Slow at first. Up. Down. Up. Down. Yes. Just like that. That's it. Perfect. Keep that rhythm and keep stroking. Just like this. No, not too fast. Yes, more slowly. Match the speed I'm caressing my breasts. Yes, just like that. Just like that. You're doing ever so well. Here, let me reward your good behavior. Are you enjoying me undoing my buttons? See how I'm doing it slowly to match your strokes? Yes, just like that. Keep up the good work. One button to go. And there it goes. I saw your eyes widen then. Do you approve of my red lace lingerie? I think it really accentuates my figure, don't you? You should see the fathers on parents' evening. They can barely keep their eyes off these full breasts, even when their wives are right there. So naughty. You know, if the dad is particularly good-looking, I even pretend to be a bit hot and undo a button or two. Okay. I want you to start picking up the pace. Go faster for me. Up, down. Up, down. Up. Just like that. Such a diligent learner, aren't you? Yes, that's perfect. Going faster than before, but not too fast. No, no. We want to savor this moment, don't we? Very good. Here, let me slip out of my skirt. Then I'll let you look at my red lace panties. There we go. See how they cling to my hips? And see how the lace caresses my ass? Don't be coy. I know you check it out whenever we cross in the corridors. You think you're always so discreet, but I always see you. I'm surprised you didn't notice how my hips would sway a little more when we passed. I loved you watching me walk away. Your breathing is getting shallower now. Are you getting close to climax? Good. Keep stroking, but do not come. Not yet. If you do, I'll have to punish you. Very good. And keep up that rhythm. Very good. Just like that. Stop now. Hands off. I said off. Such obedience. Perfect. This is really nice to see you obey me like that. This is quite good. I think such obedience deserves a suitable reward. Let me just get down, Neil. Okay. Impressive. You still feel so hard in my hand. I think you deserve it even faster. You're already so close, aren't you? Huh? I'll slow down a bit. Tease you a little bit more. There we go. Such a good boy, aren't you? Your cock is perfect. So hard and firm. I bet the girls have crushes on you. I'm going to stroke you faster now. Feel how my hands go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. There we go. Very good. You're responding very well. Such an obedient boy. Started to feel that twitch in my hand. You're going to come soon, but we don't want to make a mess in the classroom. The cleaners wouldn't be happy with us, would they? Let me just help you out now. You've been so obedient. Obedience should always be rewarded. I want you to come down my throat. Fill my mouth with it. And let me swallow every last drop. I can already taste your pre-cum. It's delicious. I want more. I want all of it. I want you to give it to me. That was delicious. Now, why don't we go for that drink? What, did you think I'd fuck you just because my voice got you hard? You'll at least have to buy me that drink first.